See, this is exactly what I mean about social media and tourism marketing purposely fueling your FOMO to feed the tourism industry, which, by the way, is comprised of mostly cruise ships and big resorts and giant companies, not little tiny mom and pop operations. Because 6 years ago, before TikTok existed, my husband and I went to Capri on a day trip as part of a larger trip to Italy, and it was absolutely the most crowded place we went. Like, we had to fight for seats on the ferry, the Blue Grotto boats were bumper to bumper, and there was absolutely no spot at any of the beaches. Like, the idea that people go to Rome but don't know to go there is just completely not true. Meanwhile, on the same trip, we were kind of expecting to feel that way about Rome. We thought it was going to be completely overcrowded with tourists. But aside from the Colosseum and the Trevi Fountain and all of those other big tourist spots, it was actually much more possible for us to create a personalized, not cookie-cutter travel experience, as opposed to somewhere like Capri, which is basically just for tourists.